Hey, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, and LeVar Arrington. And coming up on the show, we're going to take a look back at Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers. Is everything okay in Green Bay? Is Aaron Rodgers still being snarky? Was he hit below the belt this game like he was last week? A full investigation there. Plus, we're going to look at the Detroit Lions. Will they ever be good? A situation to watch in Indianapolis and how Cam Newton could apply and factor into things. We've also got a debate surrounding a 24-ounce beer. That sounds weird. It's going to make all the sense in the world. And the great Petros Papadakis stops by. All of that is coming up next here. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Is there cause for concern in the NFL? Even though one team looked pretty good, we will get into all of that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, it's Brady Quinn, and it's Jonas Knox here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates and wherever the hell you are making us a part of your Tuesday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We are taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Brady, where's your ears?
I was just going to say. I don't think my kids have ever been to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
so
wow.
They don't know that. Because my oldest is 5. It's she's not really old enough to truly enjoy it, I don't think. Maybe she is. I don't know. But I did not remember that until we played it. What, yesterday? Yesterday's the first time I heard that. God knows how long.
Yeah. There's you know the great thing about Chuck E. Cheese? They serve pitchers of beer.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
You know
the
weird thing about dad's getting lit.
The weird thing about Chuck E. Cheese for me is you have this great conundrum, right? You grow up being afraid of rats. Like, I still hate rats to this day, right? But you're
supposed to sit on one's lap.
But you made your main character of the place a rat.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, now
that's
kind
of weird, man.
Yeah, it's like being terrified of snakes, and then you show up and there's a giant snake.
Or if it's like a roach.
Yeah,
you know
weird.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, kids!
Well, I mean, give it
let's play some games! Hey, that's a roach, man.
Well, like, give it a minute. It'll be in the studio here, so, you know, don't worry about it.
Hey, Brady. Hey, Brady.
Yeah.
There was a roach the other week that came walking by, strolling by.
The size of a DirecTV remote.
Like you were in his house?
Hey, bro, like it just finished taking a shower, got breakfast, got a cup of Joe, like was hanging out and just like, hey, guys, how y'all doing? Like, he was not going to bother us not one bit. He didn't scurry. See, I'm used to seeing, you know, them scurry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't run. Roaches scurry. And that's just like skeeves. You know what I mean? That's, this roach was so cool and confident and just, it was so cool that I was like, I'm looking at it like, it's a roach. I know that's a roach. But my mental Rolodex, it wasn't computing that it was a roach because the roaches, and you know what it is? It's probably because, like, it's in a comfortable environment.
Hell yeah.
It gets to listen to all kinds of entertainment all hours of the day. I mean, listening to great lineups. I mean, I guess the roaches I saw was, like, they was trying to get to where they was trying to go just like we were trying to get to where we were going. I was judging the roach. But we was doing the same exact things. You know what I mean? Because it's real out here in these streets, man.
Yeah, listen, I hear you.
So you're sitting out, Roach was relaxed.
It was relaxed.
Jonas. Look at that.
Jonas.
Yeah,
did you hear that segue that Brady just gave us?
Yeah, that's a broadcast professional there.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Hey, if he keeps that up, he's going to end up on Big Noon Kickoff. Oh, I'm telling you, man.
You know what? I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, big TV star here. All right, so I got to say this about Aaron Rodgers. Man, he looks a lot different when he's not getting hit in the nuts. Mm. I'll say that. He looks like a much better quarterback. I'm just saying, like, he's not taking any direct shots to the balls. The next thing you know, he's delivering. That throw to Tonyan, how many guys in the league can make that throw, Brady?
Maybe there's five, maybe five guys.
He's unbelievable, man. Some of the stuff he's able to do.
He didn't have as much pressure on him either. You know,
what do you mean? You're not saying
a little bit of a different team.
What do you mean? Detroit Lions? You don't think they're like,
even though
you know.
The Saints took it on the chin, but I'm gonna give them a pass because of all the whole protocols or whatever that took place. But yeah, it was a different. That was a different set of circumstances that Aaron Rodgers was under last night.
And listen, if anybody tells you that I wasn't sweating out a potential backdoor cover with the lead 18 and some people having it 11.5 and the Lions, Jared Goff throwing into the end zone late there on a fourth down, some people were stressed out about it. But nonetheless, the Packers get on the board and they figure things out and go 1-1. Good for them.
A lot of bets there at play. Let me say something, too, by the way. when you're not a good team, you know what you don't do?
What's that?
You don't go for it on fourth down, okay? You don't go for it when you're in field goal range. You take the points. You keep it within a one-score game. It really wasn't until a final touchdown where it got out of reach. If they had just taken the field goal when they were in field goal range, I want to say, late in the third maybe, instead of going for it on fourth down when they did, that was the backbreaker for Detroit. They hadn't scored all half. It would have gave them more momentum. And instead, everyone wants to – the analytics, the statistics. You know what the statistics tell you, okay? You don't know if you really break down the fourth and one or fourth and two and who actually gets those conversions. It's the good teams. It's not the Lions, all right? It's not a team that's a perennial, like, struggling bottom-dweller team. You kick the field goal, okay? Then you hit your over – for the points
Detroit, there it is.
Which should have came into play. And then it makes Jonas sweat out. It makes him sweat out that spread even more so. But by the way, throwing the ball in the end zone, it's like, dude, it's fourth and three. Just convert it. Extend the drive. Like, there was so many times I've watched this team going, yeah, this is why you're going to lose a lot of football games. You're just incredibly mismanaged right now. But I don't know. Will the Lions ever be good? Like, will they ever be able to get a run game? Will they ever be good?
They're so bad that they have first ballot Hall of Famers disgruntled with them.
Yes.
That's how bad. You're so bad, you have players in retirement that still got beef with you.
You know what they do, too? I was thinking about this. They tease you. Because if you were to go position by position, would you say that Matt Stafford has been a top 10 to 15 quarterback in the NFL the last 10 years? Like, if you're just, like, consistently
in top 15.
Okay, so he's been a top half of the league quarterback. Calvin Johnson's one of the better wide receiver talents we've seen in a long time. They've had Barry Sanders there. Look, and also, even after Calvin Johnson leaves, you know, Galladay was there. Marvin Jones was there. They've had talent there. It's not like this has been a team that's been void of talent up and down the roster. Like, they've had legitimate players there that have come through the organization. And it almost gives you the disguise of, well, maybe, you know what I mean? And then you see him on Thanksgiving and you're like, God, same old thing again. It's just, they never can figure it out. I have more faith in some of the other bad teams. I have more faith in Jacksonville. I'm telling you this right now, being able to figure out whatever it is they're trying to figure out than the Lions. If I'm a Lions fan, they just tease you, give the impression that they've got real talent and real players only to roll out a 4 or 5 win season seemingly every single year.
But that's a lot of teams. That's the sad thing about it. Brady said it on another other show at another point in time. You're literally talking about the vast majority of teams in the league. And you want to know what's even more interesting? I'd rather, if I'm from a place with one of these types of teams, I'd rather my team just all the way suck like the Lions versus a team that may or may not like the Bengals. Like, they'll make it to the playoffs. You know they're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know they're not going to make a real run to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it happened, what, like one time? The Icky Woods era?
Duh, the Icky Shuffle.
Right? Yeah, like, know the Browns aren't winning the Super Bowl. You know, as good as they are this year, they're not winning it. You know it.
I can do the Icky Shuffle, by the way.
I would rather like, you got to go back to the Webster Slaughter era and the
what
Eric
a name,
Metcalf,
by the way.
And,
yeah.
You know, and
hey,
all those
hey, LeVar,
and,
you're saying some of my names now. Kevin Mack?
Come on. Yeah. The big running back, Kevin Mack. Mack represented what the Browns, the dog, like, Mac.
Yes.
Like, he was like an Okoye.
The biggest shoulder pads in the history of the league.
And even when it seemingly could be a thing, my man Ernest fumbles the ball.
Oh, no, don't go there.
And the whole thing about it is that something is going to go wrong with one of these teams. It doesn't matter if they're going to get further or if they're just going to be bad to begin with. So I almost kind of respect the fact that Detroit just gives you, listen, cheer for us. You're from here, or you like something about the Detroit Lions. I have no idea what it would be. Maybe you like Lions. Maybe you like Blue Lions. I don't know. But cheer for us and support us, because otherwise you're not getting anything else. I'd rather have that. I'd rather respect that. Like, I know we're probably going to lose. So if we win, it's a bonus.
Here's the hard part, though, is they got to sell something. So every one of these franchises sells optimism to their fan base. But the reality is, because I think we talked about this at one point in time before the season started, but like, does every team go in to the season thinking they can win a Super Bowl? And honestly, I think if you played in the NFL long enough, and it only takes probably a few years, you kind of say to yourself, and especially if you've been on different teams, like, yeah, no. Like, this team is not good enough. Like, this team, like, it would take an incredible amount of luck for us to be able to get there, even if you're one of the better players. I mean, think about Aaron Rodgers' frustration with the Packers. He's been good enough to get that team to back-to-back NFC championship games, but he knows he's looking at the rest of it saying, yeah, we're not good enough to be able to win a Super Bowl. Like, I've won one. I know what it's like. Like, we don't have those components. They don't let me be a part of the conversations so we can go win one. And so the crazy thing is when you think about teams like Detroit, for example, what are they selling? Like, what do they ultimately believe? Oh, it's a rebuild year. Okay, every year's a rebuild year.
But that's what you got to sell.
which is nuts to me. It's like you're the vacuum, right? Like, you're not Dyson. You're not the top of the line vacuum that's going to last, that has a great warranty, that's going to actually pick crap up off the floor. You're like the generic brand that's like, oh, we're just trying to make some sales. You know, we're just trying to win a few games here and there. We're just trying to do our job every once in a while, and then, you know, you have to get a new generic vacuum and start over again. I mean, use any analogy you want. Like, they are the brand that like is just, it's there. It's not going to be overly impressive. It may be better at times than something else, or it may surprise some people, but it's never going to be what you ultimately want, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to suck the majority of the time.
Yeah.
Like, a generic vacuum. Like, that's what it's going to be.
At least they got something. And there's a lot of cities in this country that don't have football teams, right? Ask the city of St. Louis how they feel about football right now.
I'll say this. I mean, Kansas City, they just got theirs. I mean, they hadn't been, forever,
but
right?
They were still a competitive team. Like, they were going to the playoffs with Alex Smith.
Yeah, and they have history, all the way back, like, way, way back, way, way, way
and Marty
back.
Marty Schottenheimer, there were some good teams. Nick Lowry, Nick Lowry, the kicker?
It goes further back than Marty.
Barry Word.
They weren't getting Super Bowls, though. They weren't. I'm talking before modern-day NFL, like it was the NFL, like that far back. You know, and they won a Super Bowl, and now they're perennial Super Bowl contenders. So I don't understand the phenomenon of it all the way, but there are just some teams you can bet the bank on it. They're not going to win it. You bet the bank on it.
At least you know.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So take it for – sometimes you just got to accept – it's like that relative that you don't like coming over for the holiday. You just got to take it at face value. I don't really want you here, but I tolerate you being here. Or I don't want to come. I don't want to go over your house, but I'm going to tolerate it. It's like I don't like coming in here and sitting with you, but I tolerate it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's how it works.
It's like dating a stripper.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Like
no, I was joking, everybody.
Well, I mean,
I enjoy coming in with Jonas.
Well, listen,
it was comic relief. Jonas didn't laugh though, Brady.
But here's the thing. I would say this: when you date a stripper, not that I have, but when you date a stripper, you just kind of have the expectation there's going to be 2-3 nights a week where she's going to come home smelling like cologne.
It's just the way it is. Man. What is a stripper?
I'm just saying an exotic dancer, if you will. Right. Yeah, an exotic dancer. I'm just saying. Right. So if you're a Lions fan, you just
know, that's
understand.
That's like calling somebody on, you know, that takes care of you on a flight, like a stewardess.
Yeah,
you can't call them strippers, man. There's the evolution. Like, you gotta have God a little sakes. Bit more respect for.
So what would it be? Exotic dancer.
Yeah, exotic dancer.
I would say exotic dancer is a little bit too exotic.
Okay, so
it does sound too exotic.
You know, I just think that it just needs to be
professional dancer.
A professional dancer is very good.
A pole hugger?
They are professionals. if you're a professional dancer, tell me what type of dances are you doing? It could be any type of dancing,
that's
right?
That's a good point. Yeah,
that is
like
true.
You could be a ballerina.
That is true.
You
that's
could be an
point.
Expressive dancer. Yeah, so just point. Call them. So just
I
call
like
them
expressive.
Right.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
An expressive dancer.
Expressive.
Right, so you could be a river walk, a river dancer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, a good point.
Lord of the dance.
All right. Yeah. So an expressive dancer. That's good.
They're pros.
Yeah, they are.
They're professional.
Professional. And you could see a lot of them.
You've got to be in really good shape to be able to do some of the things, and very flexible. Might I add, to be able to do some of the things. I mean, it's 3:17, so some of our homies are probably listening to our show right now, and they deserve to be able to enjoy Sports Talk Radio, too. Shouts out to all you professional dancers that are either finishing up, just starting your shift, whatever it may be, because we're just starting our shift as well.
And
so we're working late night, early hours, too. So.
We agree.
Could this be a new thing where LeVar gives shout-outs to part of the audience that maybe people didn't think about? Yeah. We're not waking up thinking about right away.
How about it?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I like this.
How about it? They're professionals too. They have to pay taxes too, gosh darn it.
For some of the money.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I mean, that's us too.
And I apologize. I apologize for calling them strippers. I was reading off LeVar's teleprompter.
No,
I apologize.
I just figured I'd just clear that up.
Listen, all right, well, I'm glad you did. By the way, we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip to today at visitlasvegas.com. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox. And coming up next,
see, pros.
There's a story in the NFL. I have no idea how the hell it's possible. We're going to get into all of that for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't you think we're so sexy? We're on the radio. It's so early for you to do that right now, Jonas. I don't know why you did that. And I know you got to read.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on in the hour, we had a little bit of I don't know if it's a controversy surrounding last night's game, but we do need to get into it because it does involve this show specifically. So that'll be happening here coming up later this hour on FSR. By the way, we are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. All right, so we do have a story in the NFL that seems borderline impossible. Let me just ask you guys this, because LeVar mentioned this before. Brady, you said, well, you know, it's like you just kind of go into these seasons thinking we don't really have a shot at winning a Super Bowl. Brady, have you heard the story about, like, you're a big fan of John Madden, correct? Like,
I love John Madden, too.
Haven't heard John Madden say a bad thing to anybody. Except LeVar Arrington.
Really?
Horrible.
So, wait, what?
Yeah, just a kick in the nuts.
Disrespecting me so
bad.
Hold on.
I need to hear this.
Tell about the time John Madden wore steel-toe boots and kicked you in the nuts,
So we were coming into the season, and they were calling the game. I believe we were the first game of the year. We were playing, I want to say, the Jets. They still had Curtis Martin. They had Lamont Jordan that year. They're a pretty good team. And I want to say that was the year we brought in, like, Jesse Armstead, the meathead from Philadelphia, the linebacker, a couple other guys. I want to say we had a pretty interesting offseason, which we always did, but we were pretty stacked and still loaded from my rookie year. And I'm in the production meeting, and we're talking, and John Madden is sitting there, and he's like, you know, he's like, yeah. You got a lot of energy, LeVar. Like, it's like you're really – I like how you are. Like, he's taught – like, he's – and I could – like, I didn't know him and didn't have experiences with him. I'm just excited to be in this production meeting, and I'm, like, not knowing that I'm being set up. You know, it was a setup. So he gets me going, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with you. He was like, so do you think you're going to win the Super Bowl? I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to win this thing. This is our year. I know it's been rough. We're going to get it turned around. Like, this is the year. He says to me, he makes this face. Like, you know, John hits you with a blank stare. Like, his stares are really blank. Like, they're fully loaded, but the look you get is very, very blank. You're not reading it. Like, he probably was at some point a really, really dope poker player, you know what I mean? Because you don't know what direction he's going in. This man says to me, I will bungee cord out of the Goodyear blimp over the 50-yard line at halftime if the Washington football team, and he didn't say football team, he said the other name, if they're playing in the Super Bowl. Now, we haven't played one game yet, Brady. We have not played one game.
Now I'm curious to see what the look on your face was.
First off, I felt really disrespected. Like, and back then, you got to know, I was loyal to the soil, and I was definitely like borderline a-hole. Like, I was so intense about protecting our name and our team and our guys. One time I threatened Jay Leno. Like, I told Jay Leno, bring Jay Leno's ass to Washington football, which it wasn't that then, but it was R Park back then.
What was it?
It was R Park, yeah, right? Now it's Washington Football Team Park, I would assume. I don't know, but it was R Park back then.
You said R Park or an hour park?
R, as in the letter R.
Oh,
and so I'm not giving you the whole name.
What
right?
did that R stand racist. For, though?
Okay, that's what it stood for, right?
Okay.
So I tell Jay Leno, you bring your ass to the park and you put some pads on and I'm going to kick your ass.
Hey.
Right?
That got close.
Wow.
So here's why Jay Leno got it. Because I couldn't say that to John Madden. You can't disrespect John Madden.
No,
John Madden,
he's got 3.5 hours then of bashing your football team every time he comes to town.
And he'll make you slow in the video game.
Well, yeah, that too.
Like, that's the other
thing.
There's just some guys that you got to respect them because of what they meant to the game and what they're doing for the game still. John Madden was untouchable. So I ate that. But when Jay Leno did it, I told Jay Leno, I'm going to beat you down. Like, and Jay Leno called me that day. It got out through the media. He called me that day. He's like, hey, look, man. Hey, I didn't mean it. This is material. You know? He was making fun of us. Like, he was making fun of our team, and we were make-funnable. Like, we were easy targets. And, yeah, so he said he would bungee cord.
Out of the
Goodyear blimp. And if you know,
he doesn't fly.
If you want to add insult to injury for those out there who aren't aware of John Madden and what makes this so disrespectful is John Madden does not fly. He will not leave the earth. Like, he will not leave the ground. He doesn't fly. He doesn't do anything that would involve him leaving the ground. So he took buses from place to place. yeah. when he was doing things. So never flies. Will not
the Madden
fly.
Madden Cruiser, right?
Yeah, will not fly. So for somebody to tell you that they would do something that they never do in their life, if you make it to the Super Bowl, tells you all you need to know about how bad we really were in reality versus what we thought we were in fantasy.
And what team was he talking about? Like the team that he was talking about? Because you keep saying "our," as I'm just trying to figure out.
Our team.
Okay.
Yeah, are you saying we are?
Yeah.
Wait, was this a Penn State thing?
No,
yeah, hold on.
Yeah, Brady, I'm confused too.
I have a Pittsburgh accent.
What do you mean?
our team.
Yeah, it's just, no.
Maybe I come from
a
pirate
that
family.
Team, who is that team in Pittsburgh?
It started with an R.
Stillers. Oh,
hey. Stillers. Stillers.
Dusty says it.
You work too hard
Stillers.
At it, man.
He does.
That's how you know you're not from there, man. Yeah,
it sounds like he's just walking out of the bar. Yeah. You know,
Stillers.
He's like,
Stillers.
Stillers.
Yeah.
The Stillers. All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox here on FSR. Coming
Apparently,
up,
I wasn't much of a pro.
12 minutes.
John Madden was going to jump out of that Goodyear blimp. It wasn't enough.
That wasn't an indictment on you. Yeah, it was an indictment on the team and where you guys were at. I know we're all one when we're part of the team, but
felt like a loser before we even started the season, Brady.
Yeah. Well, I was
strong in mind and in heart, but my emotions, they were destroyed.
Yeah.
John Gruden asked me before a Monday Night Football game versus the Ravens when I was in Cleveland. He dead faced, leaned across the table and just goes, "Do you think you guys can win tomorrow night?" And honestly, there was like, you know how you got like that second or two that runs through your head before you answer something because your mind's racing about what you actually think or
right.
want to say?
Right.
And I said yes, but I was thinking in my mind, we're going to have to play our best game.
Right.
And we're going to have to catch them on an off night. I mean, we were a one-win team at that point in time in the season. We were a young football team, but that was irrelevant. I mean, we had gone through so much turnover on the roster, new scheme, new coach, new change, all this stuff.
What was his response?
You had to clear your throat?
He just kind of leaned back. Okay. I mean, but he kind of pressed me on it. And my thing was, and I've always been this way, because the next thing where my mind went to was, I'm always the type of guy, maybe it's like the whole Notre Dame mantra and all that, but like what though the odds be great or small, I've always liked the odds stacked against me. Mm-hmm. I've always liked that. I've always loved when people said, no, you can't do something. I've loved that. Like put it all against me and let me see if I can't show you what I can do. And look, more often than not, you're probably going to lose in those scenarios unless you just have supreme talent, which that wasn't me. But I think, like, I can still do it, right? Like, I'll get on a golf course, and there'll be some shot, and it's like I'm Kevin Costner in Tin Cup because I'm like, I've got the ability to hit this shot, but I don't practice and play enough to be able to actually do it in this moment. Now, maybe one in
every
10 times.
Not in this moment in particular.
Maybe one in 10 times, or maybe I should have had those 10 beers before this shot.
Right.
But I'm sure as hell going to try it because I didn't come here to lay up. You know, like, I didn't come here to lay down. And so I think that way. I can't speak for everyone else in our locker room, though. Like, that's what I wanted to say. Like, you put me anywhere, and I feel like I got a shot at winning. But again, I don't know that everyone else is feeling that way. And that's the hard thing, I think, about the NFL. Like, the Lions last night. You're going into Lambeau in Green Bay, and you probably wish the Packers would have won week one.
Yes.
You probably wish they wouldn't have got the doors beat off of them in week one by the Saints. And so they wouldn't be coming into this matchup for their home opener going, yeah, we're about ready to open up a can on these dudes, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let me just toss a hypothetical out at you guys. When I was watching the game last night, I noticed two things. One, Aaron Rodgers isn't upset anymore. Like, when you look at his face – he has a very relaxed face.
Yes.
All right. And then I looked at Jared Goff's face, and Jared Goff is like, he's got the WTF face, right?
Yeah. Like, he kind of always has that, though.
Yeah, but it's more pronounced.
I think it was a problem in L.A. because he had that face. They're like, we don't do this in L.A. Like, we're L.A. We don't do that face. We'll get you some plastic surgery to get rid of that if you want.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man. What an attack on Southern California.
The thing about it last night when I was watching it, it was his body language. It was like, it was just like, oh, Jared Goff. Like, oh. And I start thinking to myself, would Cam Newton be a viable option for the Detroit Lions? They need a shot in the arm. You know what the Detroit Lions need? They need a signature player. They don't. Who's their signature player right now?
Yeah, but they're in a full rebuild, though. Like,
yeah, I know.
Is Jared Goff
so
going to be there?
So why not get a stopgap guy? You know?
Here's why I think you need Jared Goff is because I know this. He'll sling that football around. Like, he did it in college. He's done it so far in his NFL. We saw week one. Like, they're going to be down a lot of games. I mean, you watch that defense. With Okuda out, their best cover corner, they can't get much pressure. It's going to fall on his shoulders to be able to sling the football around. And so I think that's the difficulty is.
But what about trading off because they're not good? So trading off the fact, like, all conventional wisdom, like, okay, he can sling the ball around. Okuda's out. Like, I get all that. But what about mentality? What about, like, kind of like belief? Like, oh, like, I look at Cam and it's like, maybe I believe we can win. Like, I know Cam isn't the best at this point.
I don't think they care if they win.
They don't care?
I think this is a full-blown rebuild. I think it's a rebuild without having to say a rebuild.
The players.
I understand, but I just think the organization is not going to put them in the best spot to succeed.
I think my only concern is with Cam is, does Cam want to go to that situation?
Oh, hell no.
He goes there and he's put in a tough position to be in, like any quarterback that plays there, by the way. Like, I don't care. If Matt Stafford stayed there, which there's a reason why he went up to the front office and asked for his release.
Of course.
He knew what was coming.
Yep.
And if any, whatever player's there, they're going to struggle. And if I'm Cam Newton, and given how things went in New England, and given how things have kind of gone now at this point in time in my career with the way things ended in Carolina, you got to be particular about the opportunities that you take. Because it might be the last one.
But what if it's already happened, though? You see, I don't know that he has that luxury at this moment.
It could be, and he might have to wait until next year. But he's made enough money where he's got the ability to do that. I just think at this point, I don't know that I'd want to go on and be a part of the Lions when I'm not in their future plans. No matter what he does this year, to Jonas's point, they're in a full rebuild. I don't know if that would be the way I'd want to go because I'm thinking to myself, this could be it. Is this how I want to go out? Or do I want to try to have an offseason, some time to actually be in an offense where I have a shot at being able to execute, play at the high level, play it the way I've experienced previously in my career? That'd be my thought process.
See, I think those days are long gone. I think it's more about, to me, if I'm trying, I'm just looking for an opportunity at this point. I think all that.
I don't think, you I think he's already there.
Yeah,
you think
bro.
He's already there. Like, so this is it then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's still got that like one last shot.
Yeah.
You're a good man for believing that deeply.
It's his aura, LeVar.
Dude, he's a former MVP.
Yeah, come on, LeVar. You really think this is it?
Like, if he doesn't get picked up this season, it's over.
Well, what I'm saying is the days of him being an MVP and playing at that level have gone. They've passed. So he's not going to make a team. Like, what team would he go to and make better where he would have the opportunity to go that, what, Tampa Bay? All right.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know that he'd go anywhere and make them better. I think it's the opportunity to go someplace.
Fit, right?
Yeah.
Fit with what? And we're saying the same thing. Fit with a team that has the type of talent where you just can't mess it up.
Indianapolis. I think he'd be a better fit in Indianapolis.
Okay. Let's kick the tires on that one.
Yeah.
Because I think that's another interesting one because they need it.
Right.
They now need that. Like, I'm giving a hypothetical. I mean, the Lions need everything. But I'm giving a hypothetical about the Lions. So, I mean, does that one work?
Yeah, well, that I think is an interesting conversation.
Because he's got, like, what? He's got two peg legs right now?
Four sprained ankles, I think, or something like that. He's got four of them.
Can we talk about that, by the way?
Yeah.
I mean, can we talk about that?
Yeah, we definitely need to get into that. That is
Brady, that is an interesting pull right there. That percolated very quickly.
Yes.
I liked it.
Yeah, it is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. So coming up next, there is a almost impossible thing happening with a quarterback in the NFL, and we've got a potential show controversy also going on. We're going to get to that next here, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hmm.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we've got some real confusion at the quarterback position for one team in the NFL. We will investigate that here coming up again a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR. By the way, we are brought to you by NHTSA. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings. And if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train, stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. All right, so we are going to get to a show controversy here coming up next hour here on Fox Sports Radio. Some things I think we need clarification on some rules for something we do here on the show. But you guys were talking about the potential of Carson Wentz and not being out in for the Indianapolis Colts. And potentially Cam Newton being an upgrade for the Indianapolis Colts. And I'll ask the question as simply as this. How does one go about spraining both ankles? I'm just wondering how that happens. Because Carson Wentz
Aaron
has got two
Donald.
Sprained ankles.
That's the only reasoning I could give you is Aaron Donald was involved. Yeah. Yes. That's simple.
I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
Just say it. What did you?
I feel like it's a white guy problem.
Oh,
you know, like
man.
I feel like that's.
Oh my god! Yeah.
I was like watching him. I told you guys this after watching that game. I was like, man, honestly, he's been so banged up. When I watch him move, there's just no explosion, man. He just doesn't move the same way he did.
You were saying that.
When he came into the league, and by the way, he dealt with injuries at North Dakota State, so he was already battling some stuff he'd already been through, and it doesn't look like he's moving the same. And what happens in LeVar, you obviously can speak to this, or really anyone. I mean, Jonas, you can speak to this.
Yeah,
anytime.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just at any time you get hurt, you've had a surgery, something else. You don't come back the same. You move different. You know, you kind of have a limp for a while because you're trying to compensate for or get rid of the pain that you're feeling. So you try to manage it, and then you start changing the way you run. You change the way you cut. You change the way you do everything. And you start to kind of break down, and you don't become what you were before. And that's the hard thing is watching him. You can tell, and he almost has to press at times to make plays that – really aren't there because I think he knows or feels that he's just not what he once was, like physically, because it looks like that the way he moves around. Like he labors to move and be able to try to get out the pocket or make something happen when it's there. So the only thing I would literally ask myself for you guys is Cam Newton's been in a similar situation from a physical standpoint. He's taken a beating and he's older. So I guess what would make him any less apt to having you know, spraining both ankles in this case, but you know,
you gotta.
It ain't happening with Cam Newton. I'll tell you,
it's not gonna happen
to
Cam Newton. Yeah, he's got the prerequisite. It's not gonna happen.
And here's exactly why it's not gonna happen because Carson Wentz has already shown you multiple times if you bring in competition, he melts. So it's not happening, especially with Cam Newton and that aura he was talking about.
Oh,
you know?
Man,
just saying, man.
You got to think though. I mean, giving Carson Wentz a little bit of grace here. Aaron Donald folded him up, and his body was on his legs. You know, so if there was a possibility for a double sprain, which a double sprain did take place, it's because of the amount of movement and weight and force all at once coming down on Carson's legs. Like that was a very awkward way to land and awkward way for Aaron Donald to like contort his body on
her. Were his ankles sprained before he got intercepted on a shovel pass?
Oh, wow.
I was just wondering.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I'm just asking questions here.
Kick a man while he's down.
No, I'm just
saying, he's more susceptible to him. I'm just, there's something about him. He's more, we are more susceptible, you know?
And we said, we asked a question, would he be able to stay healthy this year, this season? And he's already failing that test super early.
You know who
he
is?
He couldn't get through training camp.
You know who he is? He's Andrew Luck, except Andrew Luck got out. Like, he's still trying to play, and his body, like, every single year there's a problem. Every year he's got some sort of an injury, whether it was the foot issue in training camp, the back issue when he tried to come back, the concussion in the playoff game, the knee injury before that.
You got to pay attention to the signs, man.
I mean, it just he just feels like, you know, he's
but he's younger than Luck.
I know.
And that's the thing is, it's, yeah, it's sad.
But his body's catching up to Luck.
Yeah,
you know?
He's in a bad spot.
Double ankle sprain, man.
That's redefining getting injured.
That's a condition, though.
You know, how many
it's a condition you're not used to, LeVar?
Yeah,
Jonas
you're
and
right.
I are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll tell you all about it sometime, LeVar. You know, because according, because Brady and I have tried to tell you, man, it's cold out on these streets. You know what I mean?